I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's our next episode after this?
Professor Kate.
You could keep that at the beginning. People be like, what is she talking about?
I think that's good. Hey there, welcome to another edition of Off Bites. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lauren. Here on Off Bites, we cover a bunch of unusual stories that we found while researching our longer episodes.
And we've got some good ones today, including a Kyle convention and grandma ice cream. Let us know if you think we should dive deeper into any of these.
Here's where you can reach us with comments or story ideas. I'm on X at LaurenBerry91, and our host, Mike Rogers, is at KRLD Mike Rogers. You can also email us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com. That's AUDACY.com.
And on X, I'm at Chris C. Blake. Lauren, before we get into it, have you been seeing the pictures that our host Mike has been posting from Paris?
I have not. I get notifications about them into my inbox all the time, and I'm jealous of him for being in Paris, so I haven't looked yet.
Well, let's get into it today. Our first story comes from New Zealand, where a man was fined for a video he posted that showed him trying to body slam an orca swimming next to his boat. The New Zealand Department of Conservation shared the news in a video this week, saying that the social media post, which it called, quote, stupid and extremely irresponsible, I would probably agree with that, was posted on Instagram in February by a 50-year-old man from Auckland. According to the department, the man jumped off the boat into the waters where the adult male orca and its calf were swimming nearby. Now, I know everybody likes to do these. Like, you can go swim with the dolphins or swim with whatever. Or I told you earlier, I'm going on vacation in a few days and we're going to Mexico. We're going to go snorkeling, but I don't think I would pick swimming with a shark or a killer whale as my vacation activity.
Yeah, I love dolphins. I have like kind of a dolphin tattoo. But I've never wanted to go swimming with them or other fish, really. They can do their own thing. We don't need to be together, you know, me and the fish. Especially like, an orca, I wouldn't want to get in their business. You know, they seem like smart and a little emotional. Like, I don't want the wrath of an orca.
You're like, they live where they live and we live where we live for a reason.
Exactly. I love them. I don't want to be up in their business, though. Wait, where in Mexico are you going?
Cozumel.
Oh, nice. Exciting. I'm not even, you guys are going to have fun snorkeling, but I'm not even like wild about that. Like, I like to have my feet in the water a little bit, maybe do a little jet skiing. But other than that.
Oh, I definitely will be in the water more than my wife. She is more of a pool swimmer. Whereas.
Yes, same.
She'll get in the ocean to cool off just if we're like sitting on the beach, but I'll actually go out there and swim a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do it a little bit. Like if there's like good waves, that can be kind of fun. And I'm not like scared of it, but I don't like, if I feel like a fish, like swim on my leg, I don't love it. I'm not going to like scream or freak out, but I'm like, I wish I was in chlorinated water right now instead. So this next one caught my eye earlier this week. It's McDonald's introducing a new dessert called the Grandma McFlurry. And it was early in the morning and I saw this like pass by my eyes at work and I was like, I think I read that wrong. And then I looked at it again. And I'm like, yeah, that says Grandma McFlurry. What could that mean? So according to an article, it's to show love for all the grandmothers out there. And it is a McFlurry dessert that is sweet, just like grandma, according to McDonald's. This is so weird for me. I don't know why. And it features syrup and chopped crunchy candy pieces. And it says, like the favorite treat grandma hid in her purse. And I love my grandma so much. And, you know, I have indulged in purse candy from time to time. But I really like the idea of it being in a McFlurry is not the most appetizing thing to me. I'm very interested in how they came up with this. And I even, Chris, you and I talked about this earlier in the week, and I've like seen commercials for it since that are like really sincere and sweet. And I can't stop laughing at them because I think it's just strange. What are your thoughts about the Grandma McFlurry?
So I don't think it sounds like a bad idea when you look at the ingredients. I think the way they're promoting it is a little strange.
Yeah.
Because I think hid in her purse is generous. I feel like hid is doing a lot of work there because I think in most cases it's forgot in her purse or left in her purse or have been there for months, not necessarily hid for a special occasion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a grandma, but I have like, you know, my own purse candy. And like, sometimes it's a little bit indistinguishable. Like, is it a Halls cough drop? Is it candy? Do I want maybe some Halls cough drop chopped in with the candy in my McFlurry? Not so much. So like, that's the picture that I'm getting. Is there a little bit of wrapper stuck on it?
Probably.
But I wonder if it's intentional, because I think that McDonald's has been kind of leaning into somewhat jarring marketing, like with the Remus thing where there were all the weird social media things. So maybe they're like trying to create a viral trend of people reacting to it or something.
Could be. And I don't have a purse, but my equivalent of that is I have a habit of, if I'm at a place that has a bowl of mints, whether it's a store or a restaurant, I'll usually grab two or three. So if I put on a sweatshirt I haven't worn in a little bit, sometimes I'll just reach in the pocket and be surprised with a Lifesavers mint.
That's cute. Chris mints. Just like leaving little treasures for yourself for later.
And finally, would you try the McFlurry?
Oh, absolutely. It does look good. It's just like the purse candy marketing. It's an interesting choice. It got us talking. So I'm, you know, I'm not going to judge, but it didn't necessarily make me want to eat it. But the pictures of it do look good. It's not available at mine local McDonald's though, which is, I was a little bit bummed when I found that out.
I haven't looked yet, but I'll assign myself homework like we did a couple episodes ago. Ooh. And see if I can go find one.
You know, we should both try to find it and then compare notes on how we liked it.
That would be fun.
Is it as good as a cough drop from my purse or a Lifesavers mint in Chris's sweater? We'll see.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next story comes from Texas, where a group of people tried to break the world record for the largest gathering of people with one name in the same place. They fell significantly short. There's a town called Kyle, Texas. So they invited as many Kyles as they could find to that city, and they got 706. It's in the suburbs of Austin. They needed more than three times that many. The current world record is 2,325, and it was accomplished in Bosnia by a group of people named Ivan in 2017, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. This is not the first time that they have tried this. I remember seeing stories about the Kyles trying to break that record in years past, and they continue to come up significantly short. I'm wondering if we need to pick a different name to find 2,300 people to show up in the same place.
I agree. I think it is hilarious that Kyles keep trying and keep failing. That's like even better than winning, just like a bunch of loser Kyles. Sorry, Kyles, you're not losers, but I mean like a little bit in this regard. That's super funny to me. Oh my gosh. You could try like Bob or John or something.
I feel like John might be one of your best bets.
Or even like Richard, like in Richardson, Texas. There's probably more Richards than Kyles, because I feel like Kyle like is a very millennial name. I don't know if there's like enough like baby boomers named Kyle.
You've got to find a name that's been popular for generations. Like you said, Bob, Robert, Michael mm-hmm. would probably be one that you could do.
Michael, even Chris.
Chris has been around for a while, although I feel like now there's not as many younger people.
Yeah, that's true. But I know as a millennial, I grew up with a lot of Chris's.
What about women's names? Sarah's not as popular as it was when we were growing up.
I feel like there's a lot of Taylors in millennials, but I feel like that's similar to Kyle. Like, I don't think you could get 2,300 Taylors together.
You know when you could get 2,300 Taylors together? In one more generation. In another generation, oh, there's going to be a million Taylors.
Yeah, that's true. It might become just the name. Everybody's name Taylor
and
at some point.
One of the advantages with Taylor is that you can draw from men and women.
Men and women. I actually like grew up with a girl named Kyle, though. So there are some Lady Kyles. But
I think to break the record, you got to pick one of those names, like Taylor. And I'm blanking on the other ones are. I know there's others that could be for man or woman. Then you...
Alex.
Yeah. Then you increase your odds significantly.
I think too, like in the US, there might just be too much name variety. Like I think like in Bosnia, I think there might just be like, they're more traditional with their naming.
They should do this in Greece and get all the Nicks together.
Oh yeah. That would be good. Nicks or Gus.
Then my dog could participate.
I feel like that Ivan party might have been really fun, though. Bosnians are fun to party with, so.
Just a rager?
A super rager. And our last story is about Hertz, the rental car company, getting caught charging customers for not refilling their Teslas with gas. Now, if this seems weird to you, it's because it is. So customers from Hertz, that's one of the nation's largest rental car companies, found themselves in this weird situation with a strange charge after renting Teslas. It's according to this recent report from The Drive that cited a customer. It said the company allegedly charged them for a skip the pump fee of $277.39 because they failed to return the vehicle with a full tank of gas. The thing is, the customer had rented a Tesla Model 3, and they told the outlet that they were informed the charge wasn't refundable, even though Teslas don't run on gas. They're electric vehicles. There isn't a way to fill it up with gas. I feel bad for this guy. And I don't think that if I was renting a car, I would rent a Tesla just because they seem like it takes a minute to figure out how it all works. I would want to just rent a regular car. How about you?
I would also probably rent a regular car. But if I drove an electric vehicle already at home, and I knew how it worked, I probably wouldn't have an issue with it.
I know that, like, I've known some people who have gotten Teslas, and it's actually kind of a learning curve to figure out, like, how to drive them, how to operate them, how to charge them, because there aren't that many charging stations, depending on where you are. If I was, like, somewhere far from home where I didn't know where I could charge it, that would kind of freak me out if I was out of town.
That's a good point. What if where you're staying doesn't have a place to charge it?
And then you don't know where you are and you're stuck with like an uncharged car.
And it's not like you can walk down the road with a regular car and fill up like a little gas can and walk back.
Yeah, you've got to like call, I don't know. Does AAA work in a different state? It would all make me nervous. As we've talked about before, I don't really like driving that much. So it would be up to who I was traveling with. Maybe they would want to drive the Tesla and we'd get charged.
So reading a little bit more in the article, this isn't the first time that Tesla has charged people a few hundred dollars for the fuel charge. And there's a line that says the recharge fee for the company is supposed to max out at $35. So I don't know how they got into several hundred.
That's strange. It's so exhilarating the beginning of the vacation trip. You're like, the room smells all fresh and new. And you're like, we're going to go snorkeling and everything's great. And then like when you're heading back, you're just like trying to put a bunch of toiletries in your bag and thinking about gas. I hate it.
And you bought something that you didn't have room to fit in your suitcase.
Mushing everything in, breaking the little tchotchkes you got for your family. Ugh, I have actually broken a shot glass in my luggage. Not fun.
I can't remember if it was a shot glass or like a coffee mug, but I definitely have gotten back from somewhere and I had it like wrapped in like the tissue paper they give it to you in, and then also in clothing. And then like you can kind of hear it when you start to unwrap the clothing and it's just like pieces of glass. You're like, well, so much for that. I tried.
That was a great $20 I spent on that mug.
That does it for this episode of Off Bites. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. And stay tuned next week for our adventure into the wildlife of Los Angeles, where bears are roaming around getting ready for their close-ups.
I thought the wildlife of Los Angeles was just like the Kardashians or something.
That's a good one, Chris.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.